No need to ask, he's a smooth operator. Smooth operator. Smooth operator. Smooth operator. Hello there, friend. I'm Ron Burgundy, and once again, I am podcasting. Welcome. Welcome, one and all. Old and young, blind and sighted. Welcome, all of you. We discriminate against no listener. You probably noticed I started this episode by singing a little bit of Sade's 1984 single, Smooth Operator. On today's podcast, I, Ron Burgundy, have many, many thoughts to share with you about the incomparable songstress Sade. And I'll be speaking about it in great detail. But first, let's check in with the Burgundy Podcopter for a quick traffic update. Jacob, he's up there. He's got his cans on. What do you see up there?
Do you mean our PA, Jacob? Because he's in the hall. We don't... What's a podcopter? Do you mean like
it's a traffic helicopter, but since we're doing a podcast, it's a podcopter.
Did you just come up with this? Because...
No.
Okay.
Well, I didn't come up with this. This was part of the package when I agreed to do a podcast, that we would have a traffic helicopter. We'd call it the podcopter. We'd get up to the minute, real time traffic updates for listeners to be informed. So where is it? Was it stolen?
Oh, I don't know.
Did someone steal it?
I don't think so.
You know what? Good. I'm glad someone stole it. You ever have one of those mornings when you just wake up ready for street vengeance? Gas up your Sonata, Carolina. We've got a helicopter thief to catch.
Listen, I told you when we were planning this podcast, it just wouldn't make sense to do local traffic reports. It's really outdated. I mean, people use their phones for that, and we don't even know when people are listening to this.
But when I turn on AM radio, there's a traffic report.
Right. I mean, it's just so different than AM radio.
And are you talking about Waze?
Waze, Google Maps.
Give me a break.
We just don't know when people are even listening to this episode or where they might be listening to this, you know.
Waze is out. It's on its ways out. Trust me.
All right.
I put all my money in Thomas Maps.
What's that?
The Thomas Guide?
No. Huh.
It's a thick
that
book
really
of maps.
Book, yeah.
Yeah. You just pull it out and you know exactly where you're going.
Seems really inconvenient.
Well, you have to drive with it on the dash. That's Oof. Why I have an easel. I have a painter's easel in the passenger seat of my car. So I put my Thomas Guide and I just flip through it. Oh, 605 freeway to the 710? No big deal. Page G4. It's a grid system.
Right.
And then you just find it. Boom. You don't have to mess with your phone and Waze and updates and all this stuff like that.
How many fender benders have you gotten in the past year?
This year was a great year. Very few. Less than 20.
Wow.
So my insurance team even called me. That's where they sit that congratulatory
basket.
The Dean and DeLuca basket.
Yeah.
With the fine artisan coffees.
Yeah.
Coffees from around the world.
They are really proud of you, I guess.
They said, I lowered my rates by $5 this year.
Oh, that's great. That can really help.
So I've gone down.
Yeah.
From $12,000 a year.
It's so much.
So much, because I've been in a lot of fender benders. I got it. When I've got to go where I need
way.
To go.
Yeah. There's
you know,
got to be a better
out of my way.
Way. But yeah, people could be listening to this anywhere. I mean.
So we don't have a helicopter. Can we just buy a helicopter and just have it on standby on the roof of the building?
So out of our budget.
Let's look into it. Let's crunch the numbers.
We can look into it.
Great. Thanks. That's all I ask. Yeah. But you know, you've got me thinking though, we really have no idea how people listen to this podcast. I mean, think about that. Perhaps they're driving. They're stuck in traffic looking for a little light entertainment on their morning commute, or maybe it's the middle of the night.
Mm.
And you just had a drag-out fight with your spouse.
Wow.
And words were exchanged that can never be unsaid. So you just tore ass out of your driveway in a blind rage. The car stereo turned on automatically, and here I am, Ron Burgundy, teasing a great monologue I have coming up about Sade. Meanwhile, your life is crumbling.
This is really specific. Where
maybe you're listening on the treadmill, getting some exercise. Feel that burn. Well, let me just say, if that's what you're doing, you need to stop it. Just knock it off.
Ron, you're yelling.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to do a professional podcast, and now you've got all these images of people listening to the show under what I consider unacceptable circumstances. You know what I'm talking about?
Unacceptable.
Sweating at the gym like some kind of filthy animal as I talk about Chardet? No thanks.
Okay, well then how should people be listening?
You want to listen with the lights dimmed, in your den or study, and my soothing professional broadcasting voice coming out of expensive, high-fidelity audio equipment. I'm talking huge 6-foot wooden cabinet speakers that cost $48,000 each.
Oh, wow.
Bare minimum.
Okay.
Audio equipment that's just irresponsibly expensive. Exactly the way I listen to 4-time Grammy Award-winning recording artist, Chardet. I've written a poem about her that I will be sharing later
in the podcast. I don't know if that's necessary. And, you know, a lot of people just listen on their computer.
And frankly, I find that disrespectful.
All right.
Because think about it. We put a lot of effort into this program, right? And it should be a first-class audiophile experience. Last night, I was on my houseboat listening to Sade's Diamond Life album, right? On a turntable that costs more than your entire college education.
Okay.
I just found myself mesmerized by the sound bath that is Sade. And I want our listeners to have that same extremely relatable experience.
Well, I'm a listener, and I've never even been on a houseboat.
So. Oh, they're a lot of fun.
And I'm not even that familiar with Sade. I mean, I...
You're kidding me, right?
No.
You don't know this song, Smooth Operator, the song we were singing at the top of the...
No.
Really?
No.
Nothing. Boy, if there's anyone who could benefit from a little more Sade in their life, it's you, girlfriend.
Okay, I will check out Sade.
Thank you. That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. And I am slack-jawed. I am gobsmacked that you've never been on a houseboat.
You don't need to hang your mouth open like that.
But that's the physical effect.
That looks insane. You're just opening your mouth like you're about to eat a hot dog.
I'm slack-jawed.
I mean, just close your mouth. I get it. You're surprised. You can say I'm surprised.
While my mouth is open like this, I want to finally see if I can fit my whole fist into my mouth.
Oh, I don't
want to
do this again.
It's almost in there.
No, it's not. Just take it out, please.
It's 3/4 of the way in there.
Run.
That was so close.
Oh, my God.
If I work on that, that's going to happen.
Maybe not the most useful thing to work on with your time.
You've got to come down to my houseboat.
Okay. That's it?
You've got to.
Maybe we can have a holiday party, even though it would just be me and you and Nick on...
That would be great. That's all I'm asking.
Okay.
Holiday party. Nick can come.
Right. No, sounds like a good time. I mean, we would have to...
Put it in the books.
We would have to come up with maybe...
Christmas night. Holiday party.
Oh, I think Nick and I are spending it with our respective families.
Oh, so not actually on Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay. How about Christmas Eve?
Yeah, no, that's like a special time that I...
New Year's Eve?
Yeah, I'll be
New Year's Eve day.
I'll be spending that...
We can watch football.
Ooh, I know, I can't. I mean, I'm with my parents and my boyfriend and... Do you have anyone to spend these holidays with?
Of course I do.
Okay.
So many people.
Who are you spending it with this year?
It's still in flux.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But the list is long.
Oh, great.
It's so long. There's so many people. In fact, you know what? I forgot. There's so many people coming. I kind of don't have room for you guys, so.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Are you lying?
If some people drop out, then you guys can come to my holiday party.
Okay. Thank you for the invite.
Before we dive into this Chardet song, Smooth Operator, I just want to thank our sponsor, Ken Fernald's Audio Emporium, San Diego's premier high-end audiophile dealership. Mention offer code RON, capital O-R-N, when you visit his store for 20% off waterproof speaker cables. Perfect for any houseboat.
Okay, well that's
Ken Fernald's Auto Emporium, located by the freeway. In fact, under the freeway.
It's just located under the freeway. Listen.
What?
We have advertisers that pay to be on the show. We can't just
So we
do...
can't do I know, but I...
Is this like an under the table thing?
It's not under the table. Okay. No, but I can't tell you how much he gave me.
Well, that sounds exactly what under the table means.
I told him I wouldn't announce it on the air.
Okay.
He's paying me a pretty penny.
Are you having money problems?
No. Okay. Not anymore.
Oh.
I mean, well, one checking account is overdrawn.
Yeah.
But the other one is fine now.
Okay.
I just stopped using it. But one is a little overdrawn.
Right.
Which is why, when do we get paid for this? We get paid on the first Tuesday?
Not for at least a couple of months.
Oh, I did not need to hear that. Okay. Top ramen it is for the holidays. By the way, my party will be a top ramen party. Bring your own top ramen.
We should get back to the Sade.
Right. No, I know. But I just want to show you one thing.
Okay.
Look what I got for my houseboat.
Oh, cool. It's a Google Assistant device.
Yeah, it looks like a donut, but it's not. Trust me. It's amazing. Ask it anything. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't be shy.
Hey, Google, what's 804 times 712?
The answer is 572,448.
Really? A math problem?
Okay.
Carolina, you're a nerd. Try something cooler. Here, let me try something. Hey, Google, where do I find fine cigars?
I found a few stores near you.
Ron, you've been told repeatedly you cannot smoke cigars in the studio.
Hold on.
We're not going shopping.
Hold on. What does it say on my lapel pin that I had personally customized?
It says, I play by own rules.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh.
I play by own rules?
I meant, well, you know what I meant. I play by my own rules. I'm supposed to put a my in there.
Charge per word.
Gosh, I gotta take this back down to Danny at the lapel pin kiosk. My point is, I play by my own rules, so you legally, you can't tell me what to do. Right?
Right.
Okay. And with that in mind, you can't tell me to not take a commercial right here. Let's go to a commercial.
Oh, is that your intro for the commercial?
Yes, because... Okay. I play by own rules. Wait, it still works. I play by own rules. You know what? I'm not going to take it to Danny. I'm going to keep it.
Okay.
Let's go to a commercial. Welcome back to the Ron Burgundy podcast. I'm Ron Burgundy. I'm here with Carolina. And you have downloaded. Is that the right term?
Printed?
Selected?
I just printed these lyrics for you.
No, if you're listening to this podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry. You have downloaded it?
A very special episode.
Sure.
And if you happen to just speed to the middle of it and didn't start at the beginning.
Right.
Just want to remind the listener that we are going to analyze my deep, deep love for Sade.
Yes.
Before we get going, there's just something I really need to tell you, and this is delicate. I want to put this as gently as possible, but Carolina, you are a terrible assistant.
Ron, I'm not your assistant.
Whatever you are, you're awful and replaceable.
I don't think that's true.
Listen, I'm not going to replace you, but I want to show you something. Hold on here. Hey, Google, how many records has Sade sold?
23 million albums.
Mm-hmm.
According to The Independent, Sade, the sixth highest earner in the list, is the name of the singer and songwriter behind the four-piece band of the same name. Their career has spanned more than a quarter of a century
band.
During which time they have sold more than 23
million
albums.
Which you tried to argue with me. Mm-hmm. Said it was a seven-piece band, but it's a four-piece band. See,
right.
My Google assistant knows more about R&B songstress Sade than you do. And that's got to do something to your self-esteem.
I'm... a human being, not a small digital device that's connected to the entire knowledge of the internet, so...
Well, that's your problem. That's not mine.
Okay, Ron, I'm excited you got a new toy.
It's not a toy. Google Assistant is a technological marvel.
I mean, whatever. You just shouldn't be so rude.
Hey, Google, I'm mad.
Oh, no. How can I help?
Well, perhaps you could explain to Carolina that she's overreacting a bit. Maybe she feels a little threatened.
Google, I am not threatened by you.
Carolina, watch this.
Okay.
Hey, Google, I love you.
That's high praise coming from you.
Finally, someone is giving me some respect around here.
All right.
All right. Let's get back to our analysis of Smooth Operator.
Yes. We're going to go through lyric by lyric. And as you said, crack the code.
Of Smooth Operator. One of the greatest songs ever written. And I just... It's such a... It's an interesting analysis into what was going through her mind.
I mean, I think that she might have just been thinking of how to write a hit pop song.
Sade, whose original name was...
Sade?
Florence Henderson.
Oh, I think you're thinking of...
Up the Brady Bunch bomb. Sorry. Okay, take it back. Strike that from the record, Your Honor. Okay.
Yeah.
No one knows what her original name is.
It might just be her name.
It could be. It could be.
That seems most likely.
So I think what we'll do is we'll just have Nick play this song line by line, and we're just going to stop it, and we're going to really take a deep dive into analyzing the meaning of what's going on with Smooth Operator.
Okay, great.
Great. Let's begin. Diamond Light. Oh. Right here. Gotta love that beginning. Very sultry.
Yeah. It's seductive.
Diamond Light.
Wait, you gotta keep wait for it to come in.
Diamond Light.
It's a waiting game. Loving with another girl and playing with another heart.
Oh.
This is the prologue.
Oh, this is the prologue. He's making hearts ache. He's loved in spoken word.
You love that.
Okay, stop it right there. In seven languages.
No, in one. In English.
But that's what she talked about seven languages there.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe she speaks seven languages.
Perhaps.
She's trying to show off.
Maybe it's just a lyric.
Here's the thing. The language of love can be spoken in any language.
Oh, that's sweet.
Thank you. Continue. Ruby lights. High in the sky. Heaven help him. Stop. Heaven help him. Okay. What's going on with him and who is him? We're about to find out.
Are we?
I believe him is the Smooth Operator, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
But heaven help him.
Heaven help him.
He's a troubled soul. He's in trouble.
Yeah.
Who's coming to the rescue?
Heaven.
Sade. Go ahead. When he falls. Stop.
Diamond Life, Lover Boy.
Okay. So Diamond Life. So he's affluent?
He's affluent.
Or he's used to La Dolce Vita.
The good life.
The good life.
Yes. He sounds like someone who has money to spend. He has a diamond life.
He's a lover boy.
So not virginal.
But he's troubled.
Heaven help him.
Heaven help him. It's so intriguing.
It's getting a little complicated.
It is as dark a song as you'll ever listen to.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, there's songs about
Diamond
Vietnam
Life, Lover. But no, this is as I'll put those up against any of those songs.
All right.
Okay, keep going. Okay, stop. He moves in space with minimum waste and maximum joy. Is he a ghost?
I think we need to listen to more. I don't know if it's that much of a
riddle. I'm just going out on a flyer here. Taking a flyer.
Let's switch gears, yeah. He could be a ghost. Minimum waste could mean that.
Maximum joy.
He moves in space.
He doesn't use his legs.
He could be
a rich little lover boy who bought a hovercraft and is just... moving around.
There could be a sci-fi element.
Like in the episode, maybe he's one of the Jetsons.
Okay.
All right. Nick?
Hit it. City lights, business nights,
Okay, so,
stop it there. Streetcar Desire. I studied playwriting at Sarah Lawrence, and we Streetcar Desire is obviously a Tennessee Williams play, The Streetcar Named Desire.
Wait, there's a guy named Tennessee?
Yeah.
That's his real name.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
We should have that's a whole names stupid episode. Name.
Exactly. So that's a reference to him. When you require Streetcar Desire for higher heights.
Well, streetcars can't.
I'm so lost now.
Maybe she's talking about San Francisco.
So, okay. Okay. Maybe that's it. Now we're maybe it takes place in San Francisco. Okay.
Let's.
You know what? Going. We'll commit to that.
Okay, can we cut it there?
Yeah.
No place for beginners or sensitive hearts. That's one of the first things you told me when you hired me.
Well, that's one of my mantras. Okay. No place for beginners or sensitive hearts, Carolina, yeah. If you're going to work in the big time.
I know. It's so crazy. Yep. I just didn't know you got it from the song.
Yep.
Okay, let's keep going. No place to be ending, but
somewhere to start. No need to ask. He's a Let's stop it there. So he's a smooth operator.
Is that a business? Because you had me patent that, right?
No need to ask.
Okay.
There's no need to ask because everyone knows he's a smooth operator.
Got it.
Now that could either mean a lover, right? Or he operates heavy machinery.
Right.
Like he could be operating a backhoe or one of those construction towers where the guys sit up in the box.
Mm-hmm.
A big crane, a construction crane.
Sure. But he's a smooth operator. So whatever he does, he does it.
He does it very smoothly.
Yeah. All right, let's keep going.
Yeah. We get it. Smooth operator, yeah. Coast to coast, LA to Chicago. Okay, stop right there. Coast to coast, LA to Chicago. That's not coast to coast.
Not factual.
Unless you're talking about Lake Michigan.
Well, maybe she just, you know, you can't get everything right.
Maybe Sade never went past the Mississippi.
Yeah, she could have.
So she thinks, you know, like early explorers, she thinks the world is flat or, you know, that the United States ends right at the Mississippi.
Right.
And that's the one coast.
Yeah.
And the other coast is the Pacific coast.
Yeah, she could just have it confused.
Hmm. Intriguing. Okay. Okay, stop right there. So across the north and south to Key Largo. So we're talking, we're triangulating between L.A., Chicago, then down to Key Largo.
Uh-huh. So this could be sort of a...
Love for sale.
Love for sale. This could be a...
Western Mail, spelled M-A-L-E.
Yeah.
Not as in the mail service.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's dealing in horses, because a Western Mail, that could be like a golden Palomino pony.
Right? Yeah, maybe.
Or you know what they do a lot down in Florida?
Uh-huh.
They do dog races.
Hmm, that's true. Very controversial.
So maybe she's selling greyhounds.
Mm-hmm. Well, now I feel like we're getting somewhere.
So maybe this guy she met, who's a smooth operator, is the world's best greyhound dealer, dealing in illegal greyhound trade.
Okay. Smooth operator.
Smooth operator.
Right. Okay, let's keep going.
Classic riff right here.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, that's hard to play right there.
That's the kind of dancing
riff. I've never gotten this lick down. Dusty Sax. If that doesn't make you want to take your clothes off, I don't know what does.
Maybe another song.
Play that saxophone. Or is that a harmonica?
I think that's a sax. Face to face.
Okay, each classic case, right?
Yeah.
Oh, stop. Okay. Stop. This is gobbledygook right here. This
you just want to cut it?
I would cut this chunk.
Okay.
Face to face. Well, maybe they're gathering all the greyhounds and making them do face to face. Shadowbox and double cross. God, maybe they're teaching the greyhounds to box each other.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Sad.
Keep going.
Into gold. What is going on now?
I think this is sort of, she's taking a poetic license. Because she can say stuff like that. It doesn't have to all be factual.
I guess so. Melt all your memories and change it into gold.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Let's keep going.
Okay, stop.
Okay, that has to be.
His eyes are like angels, but his heart is cold.
Bob Costas?
That's who it is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Legendary sportscaster Bob Costas.
His eyes are like angels.
They are.
But he'll tell you like it is.
Always.
Yeah, he gives it to you
straight. I'm impressed with your knowledge of Bob Costas.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's one of the things you said you wanted me to concentrate on.
Is read every piece of literature you can find on announcer Bob Costas.
Which there isn't a lot of, so.
There's not a ton.
Yeah.
But what there is, it's excellent.
And he is a beautiful man.
Well, his eyes are like angels.
Yeah.
And his heart is cold. So, except he's been nothing but nice to me.
That's true. Well,
but I have seen him lay some people out. Woo!
Oh, God.
Peppery. So this song is about Bob Costas.
It's starting to look that way, yeah.
Carolina, good on you.
Thank you. I know, sometimes...
We cracked the code. We finally cracked the code.
This time it just sort of spelled out to me.
Because now listen to this next line, it all makes sense. When you picture Bob Costas, listen to this next line.
Okay.
Go ahead. No need to ask.
No need to ask.
Smooth operator.
That's what it's about.
Yep.
All right. Well, I think it's...
Look what I'm doing with my shoulders.
You're just bouncing them back.
Do you like
and forth?
That move?
It's good, yeah.
So this totally makes sense.
Yeah.
If we can stop it here for a second. Coast to coast, L.A. to Chicago. I know for a fact Bob Costas doesn't travel east of the Mississippi.
Bad luck.
He only goes from L.A. to Chicago.
She sent us on a red herring for a second with that Greyhound run.
With the great and the diamond life and the lover boy. She's not really in love with him.
Mm-mm. But then she finally gives us...
His eyes are like angels. But his heart is cold.
His heart is cold. It's very much like Carly Simon's You're So Vain.
Mm-hmm. Which is about vein thrombosis, correct?
Oh, no. I think it's about Mick Jagger or Warren Beatty or one of those guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know her song Anticipation is about the Heinz ketchup, getting it out of the bottle.
Oh, I don't think so either. I think it's just more of a fun pop song.
Mm. Yeah, because Bob Costas also has a lovely villa in Key Largo.
Oh, wow.
And it's called Love. And it's for sale.
There
so
we
Love
go.
For Sale, because his villa in Key Largo is called Love.
Right.
That's
he's trying to get it off the market.
He's trying to get it off the market. He's been trying for, but there's too much water damage.
Yeah.
Because he flooded the basement. He threw a party where he actually floated boats in the basement.
Oh my God. Were you invited?
No.
Okay.
I heard about it.
Sounds fun.
From my other newscaster friends, who were all invited except for me.
What happens? Maybe you can invite him to your Christmas party this year.
He's not invited to my houseboat.
All right.
Let's just finish out the song here.
Okay.
Smooth operator. Sorry, Nick. Can we stop it? This is also reminds me of a laxative tea I've been promoting called Smooth Operator.
Oh.
And,
We talked about advertisements, right?
I know. I'm not reading an ad for it, but it's just funny how I know of a laxative tea called Smooth Operator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I think you...
And boy, does it work.
You shouldn't take those unless you are
You can only have about a half a cup.
Yeah. You got to be careful.
Because it will... You will be on 4 days. It gets the job done. Smooth Operator.
Oh, God.
All right. Continue. Laxative tea.
Okay.
Operator. Stubborn bowels go away with smooth operator.
You're going to punish that toilet with Smooth Operator.
You're
located
really...
at Jensen's Markets.
Okay.
Available at any Jensen's Markets chain.
That's a plug.
That was a mini plug. All it right. doesn't count as a full plug. Welcome back to the Ron Burgundy Podcast. Carolina, we really broke this song down. We cracked
the
code.
Entire Smooth Operator.
I feel like we were in the Da Vinci Code there.
A little bit. Yeah, it was mysterious and I was lost at points.
I want to read you this poem I wrote for Sade.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go for it.
And yeah, this one is, well, this one I think is on par with the lyrics of her song.
Okay.
Sade, you are my friend. Mm. I will love you till the end. Mm-hmm. Every day, I think of you. Mm. Whether it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, mm-hmm. Friday, mm. Saturday, or Sade.
Aww.
You are my light.
Okay. Keep going.
My angel. My everything. No blade around my Sade.
I had no idea this meant this much to you.
The end. Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Do you want a tissue?
Is my mascara running?
Are you wearing mascara?
No. That's not mascara.
Okay.
By the way, the black stuff is not mascara.
You're right. Your eyebrows are bleeding a little bit, too.
That's that stuff that NFL football players
smear
under their eyes. That's what that is.
Oh.
I'd put some on.
Okay.
Because there's such a glare off the window.
You don't
here.
Have to talk anymore about it. It's fine.
Oh.
I think that was a really fruitful episode. I had no idea that she meant that much to you. I think whenever we cry,
right,
it's okay.
Pain is weakness leaving the body.
Sure.
Right?
That's a little bit of a hard interpretation of it, but...
When you analyze something that means so much to you, when you analyze a work of art,
uh-huh.
you don't know where you're going to go. And not only the fact that we unlocked that this song is about Bob Costas.
Right.
I can't wait to listen to it over and over again in my houseboat.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
During my holiday party.
Well,
which
yeah.
is already booked.
Right, because Nick and I can't come.
Nope. But if there's availability, I'll let you guys know.
No, I mean, we can't come. We both.
No, not right now. It's all booked. But there could be some cancellations.
We have some family commitments.
All right. Well, if you'll excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to run to the loo.
Smooth Operator?
I had a little too much Smooth Operator right. before I came into the booth today.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll see you later. Let me know if you're okay.
I will always let you know if I'm okay.
Thank you.
Once again, thank you for listening. For those of you just tuning in, this is the end of the Ron Burgundy Podcast. You've missed it. You'd have to rewind it all the way to the beginning. For those of you who started at the beginning, we're now at the end of our journey. Thank you for coming along. And remember, don't...
Do you have something?
No, I don't. I was going to think of something prophetic, but no, I don't have anything.
Okay.
So I'm just going to say goodbye.
All right.
Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Ron Burgundy Podcast. Bye-bye.